Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi everyone, Caroline here from G-Things Just Bought It. It's the holiday season and we have you covered with the Shop Hub, a shoppable, searchable spreadsheet of all of the stores and brands you love to buy from. We tell you who's having sales, what the best deals are, and where to buy what. We also got you dozens of exclusive discount codes just for being part of the G-Things community. You can find the Shop Hub by going to gthanks.substack.com or by going to our Instagram, which is at gthanksjustboughtitpod, and clicking the link in our bio. Bookmark the hub so you don't lose it. You can also hear our annual gift guide episodes hosted by me and the Ultimate Edits Jen Falick every Tuesday between now and December 20th. And if you need specific gift ideas or recommendations, join the Facebook group, a lively community where we give and get recommendations of our own. You can shop our collection of gift planning tools with Balance Bound, also in the link in our Instagram bio. Basically, if you're looking for it, check the Instagram link. If you love G-Thanks, please review and rate the show wherever you listen. It helps so much, and it's an easy way to help us continue to grow. We appreciate you, and enjoy the show. Welcome to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It. It's the podcast where we talk about what we just bought, what you might need to buy next. I am your host, Caroline Moss. And I am joined by, as always, I'm joined by my guest co-host,
Sally Tamarkin.
Hi, Sally. We're back.
Caroline, we're here. I'm home. I'm in Philly. You're in LA, where we're both meant to be.
Yes. Yes. We took a 2-week break as I launched the Shop Hub, which we'll talk about in a few. Sally and her partner were traversing the country, seeing the sights. We actually got to see you guys in LA, which was really exciting.
In real life.
In real life. And I am sad to report that I have lost Sally to Dan. I got out of recording a podcast last night to 120 text messages on my phone from our basketball chat, which was just basically me introducing Sally and Dan to be like, you both love the 76ers. Like, you both have lots of opinions, and most of them are all the same. And the two of them were just going back and forth over whatever game was on. And I was like, what have I done?
What have you done? And at one point, early on in this chat's existence, you requested to leave. And I believe I reviewed the request and it was denied.
It was denied. You know, what's funny is Andrea, I believe,
She was in it for a second.
She was in it for a second. Now, how come Andrea's requested leave did not get denied?
That's a great question. And I was going to say, because she realized that she wasn't interested in all the basketball talk, but that was your exact reason and your request wasn't denied. So I'm not sure that, you know what, I have to escalate this up to management and have them review the case.
This election day, I am voting Sally out of office. And it is election day. So by the time this airs, you know, there might be relief, jubilation, or there might be, you know, trying to get a passport for another country.
Indeed.
You know, it's a wild week. Last night I was at Trader Joe's, and you know how they always make chitty chatty with you.
They do. They do. They go hard.
They go hard, and I don't mind it because I'm a chitty chatty kind of gal, but it's always like, it's just out of the playbook. Every time someone's like, oh, have you eaten this before? I'm like, yeah, that's why I'm buying it. I've eaten it and I'm going to eat it again. But the guy was very nice. He was probably like in our age cohort. And he said, you know, how's your Monday night going? And I said, you know, it's good. I'm just still, you know, I'm just nervous for tomorrow. And he goes, oh, what's tomorrow? Oh. And I was like, I hope you're a Rick Caruso voter because
I know, right?
We need more like you. But yeah, that was a little scary. Dropped off my ballot in the ballot box yesterday. What's your voting plan? Or I'm sure you've already voted.
I dropped off our ballots in the Dropbox on Sunday. Got that all set with, and I'm doing some social media monitoring. If anyone wants to know like a thing that you can do where you don't have to call people, I feel like calling people is like a big obstacle to people doing stuff for elections. The organization Common Cause is a nonpartisan organization that is just basically trying to ensure free and fair elections. And I've been doing social media monitoring for them, which is just basically like they train you to look through either like Reddit or Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and all of the above. And you just basically search for different kinds of like misinformation and disinformation. And you just kind of take a screenshot and copy a link and you paste it into this form. And they get stuff taken down, and they will like use the courts if they have to. So it feels like it's an impactful thing to do, and you can
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh,
and you can, you know, cool. Do it from home while you're listening to a podcast or whatever.
Yeah. Or watching Real Housewives, which I would
right.
do.
Oh yeah. Anything okay. or basketball.
Or basketball, which I won't be doing. that's excellent. I will include a link. I'm sure cool. that is, of interest to a lot of people here. It's definitely of interest to me. Also because I love narking on people on social media. So that's
kind of the best. Yeah, I mean, that's the best part of it because you're narking to people who are actually trying to do something about it, not people who are going to be like, this doesn't meet our requirements.
Totally. So, just like you when I tried to narc myself out of the basketball chat.
Exactly. I'm a known narc. But it's one last thing I'll say about it is that
please.
It can, if you're someone who gets bummed out and discouraged by what is happening to our democracy, it's a nice thing to do because you're like, oh, I feel like I'm doing something. And then you see, you know, sometimes, Caroline, you come across like posts that some MAGA person has posted, just complete like misinformation and stuff like that. And
you bet.
And you're like, man, I wish something could be done, or I hate that this happens, or this is terrible. You can be the person, you can be that narc. So it's just like a nice way to deal with one's own feelings on this
election. Excellent.
Yeah.
I think that's great. I assume that this, because by the time people are listening, it will be not election day, but I assume this is a thing that happens most anytime there is a misinformation online surrounding a big political event, which is often. So that's cool. That's something to look into for sure.
Yeah, totally. And they do it around like COVID and vaccines. So there's always
stuff there's
to
always
do.
There's always a topic
where
you can online narc. Okay, cool. Well, I know that will be of interest to a lot of listeners. Thank you for sharing that. No problem. Thank you for doing it. That's really cool.
You're welcome. Thank you for thanking me.
Let's
keep going.
I think I'm going to go on Twitter later and probably just tweet out some misinformation just to see if you're doing your job.
And then I report you. Yeah. Make sure you mention either like ballot box stuffing.
Yes. Or, which is definitely a thing.
Which is a thing.
I voted 9 times in the state of California.
9 entire times.
Yes. I did vote in fraud. Yeah. I voted 9 times.
If you keep it in the single digits, it's okay.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Not fraud.
Yeah, I thought
it's
that was
fraud.
The rule. Yeah. Okay. Just I was checking. That's what I thought. I was going to do a 10th time. I didn't want to push it. So
yeah,
good.
You don't.
Good
yeah, no, it was good. That was good that you were careful.
So, Sally, in the last 2 weeks, GThanks launched the Shop Hub, and I'm very excited about it. So I want to talk about it a little bit here, on this episode.
I'm psyched. I've seen it on social media, and it seems like a massive undertaking. So I'm very interested in what it can do, but also in like how you put it together.
1000p. You know, it is like a first iteration of what I hope GThanks could be in the years to come. Right? I mean, it is essentially we polled via highly scientific Google Forms. The GThanks community at large through Facebook and Instagram, you know, sort of back in the end of the summer, it was like, how do you shop for the holidays? Like, where are you shopping? What stores? Like, is it about discounts? Is it about, you know, shipping? Like, just kind of, I feel like I have a good handle, but it's nice to have that data to back it up. So we got a lot of intel about how people were shopping, and one of the biggest pieces of feedback we got was like,
you know, come mid-October, if you've ever given a brand your email, your inbox is just like chock full. Mm-hmm. Every day, every hour, and it's like these big, bold headline subject lines that are like, hurry, like we're never gonna be this cheap again. Mm-hmm. And people were like, you know, ideal, like in an ideal world, like, yes, I want to know about all these sales. But when I open my email and there's like 26, I'm not going to read 26 brand emails, right? Mm-hmm. So what we decided to do, and I say we because it was not just me, our project manager, Elena, and our project associate, Leah, who everyone's paid for this work, but we all sort of created this system where, you know, we inputted all the brands where people say that they shop the most. And now we are the ones tracking those sales. And we put everything into a spreadsheet that gets manually updated, but automatically for you if you're viewing it, with all the sales, the big sales, and all the codes, and especially all the codes that we have. The G Thanks codes that get you discounts off your purchases. So if there's a day where you're feeling overwhelmed by, you know, 29 brand emails, you bookmark the Shop Hub, you know you have to get something, you search for it. Is this store having a sale? Is this brand having a sale? Yes, no. Make your decisions based on that. It's just an added value thing that we thought, you know, it sounds like this is something that people really want. And so far, the response has been amazing. Although, like, hashtag women in STEM, hashtag they in STEM. Next year, we need like an app and we need some sort of code that can like do this on its own, because manually updating 150 brands, different sales is not an easy task.
Especially just for a few people. That's like so much. Because I mean, I would think at this time of year, there's stuff to be stay up to date on constantly.
Constantly. And what we were hoping was like, okay, like, you know, if the Gap, let's say something inoffensive and universal, like the Gap, is having a sale, you know, their sale probably lasts like a week. So in our minds in the beginning, it was like, you really only have to update it like a few times because the sale lasts for this long. No, we are learning a lot through this process. It's like, now the leggings are on sale. Now pajamas are on sale. Now the coats are on sale. And I'm like, wow, every brand just needs to be like, everything's on sale or everything's not on sale. That's my feedback. But it has been going extremely well. And the best part is that people really are using it, which of course is what we wanted and it makes it worth it. So we launched this last week, about a week ago, and the feedback has been great. And we just hope it makes the holiday shopping a little bit easier, a little bit more palatable for the community, because like this is unsurprisingly, this is a group of shoppers, but that doesn't mean that you want to spend your entire holiday season weeding through emails for the best deals.
No, this is awesome too, because I'm looking at it now and you have the percent off you get, which I think is really great, because, you know, sometimes a place offers 5 or 10% off, and sometimes that doesn't make it worthwhile for me.
Totally.
You know what I mean? So yeah. You say like if it's 20% off or more, which is really cool.
Yeah. We set a criteria of like, you know, what would be meaningful to report. And we decided that site-wide 20% or something like pretty much like 75% or more of the site is 20% off or more. And then of course, like, you know, there's some exceptions. Like if it's a small business that never does sales and they're offering 10% or 15%, like we include that for sure.
That's a good call. Yeah.
But if it's like a, you know, if it is like a Gap, an Old Navy, you know, a West Elm or whatever, like we are, you know, we want it to be something that's like, okay, I'm actually going to make a move on this sale because it's good.
Yeah, totally. And so
it really comes down to depending on the brand. And then we also got a ton of exclusive codes. Like we
reached
out to all these
brands. That's what I was going to say. That's so awesome.
Isn't that cool? There's some really good ones on here. Have you seen anything that you're interested in that I can answer any questions about?
Well, I'm going through it right now and I'm seeing, so my partner, Andrea's birthday is 3 days before Christmas.
Yes.
And every time, when we get to about this time every year, I go into please respect my privacy at this time mode because I'm just sort of freaking out about like what I'm going to get and like what's for Christmas, what's for birth, you know, like, and I'm like, am I going to, because I want the gifts to be meaningful. And also she has a lifetime of people being like, oh, I just got you one gift because it's kind of the same thing.
Hey, I, as a November 27th birthday haver, I get it.
You get it.
I totally and it's like, get it.
Yeah. And it's not really about, she's not out here being like, I deserve more gifts because it's actually two separate things. It's more like you want someone to, it feels less thoughtful, I think, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So all that is to say, I'm looking through here. I'm very interested in gold something. I saw gold. Wait.
Let's see.
Gold stories.
The jewelry.
The jewelry, I could maybe, I know Andrea was interested in maybe getting some jewelry. Ooh. I'm going to have to remind her not to listen to this. she loves a scented candle to work by.
Okay, I can help you out with that for sure. The jewelry is a really great idea. I would say for jewelry too, we did an episode. I really do love, I love the gold stories. They have these really nice sort of like plays on signet rings. And I really love a signet ring. I have my grandfather's and I love it.
So cute. I'm always I don't think I know what a signet ring is. Hold on.
It is like, you know, like a college ring. It's sort of like a big big fat sort of gold ring. A lot of men.
Andrea has one of these actually. She has a class, like a really, it's like a small.
Yeah, like a class ring.
Yeah.
There's some really beautiful ones. They've come back into style in the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years of jewelry, but like, you know, just big honking pieces of jewelry. Yeah. But what I would say too, if you're looking at jewelry, we did an episode with Ashley who owns Schwett Designs.
Okay.
And they do, what I love about them is they do size inclusive jewelry. Which is something that a lot of people don't think about.
Yeah.
Because people think like, oh, jewelry, accessories, it fits everyone. But the average like jewelry designer, and I don't think this is the case for a lot of the ones on our Shop Hub. And I think Gold Stories also offers some sizes, but no one does it like Schwett Designs. They do from 4 to 15.
Wow, that's awesome.
And it is really cool. And like same with necklaces. Like, you know, your standard necklace from like, you know, like a Target, or if you're getting just sort of like a $12 necklace or whatever, the length of the chain is really created with a small person in mind, right? So it's like, oh, this is how a 14-inch chain will fall. Yeah, if your neck is a certain circumference.
Totally.
After like working in the Nordstrom jewelry department for a really long time, Ashley kind of really saw like this void in the market. Mm-hmm. And I have so much jewelry from Schwett. So I can't recommend them enough.
That sounds awesome. I would definitely check them out.
Yeah. I think Andrea would really like it. And there's also like just, they do like lab grown diamonds.
Oh, cool.
If you're looking to spend, you know, 4K, 5K, and why wouldn't sure. you? You know, and, isn't, yeah, I mean, that's, isn't Andrea worth it? You know?
Yeah, that's no, she is. And that's what I spend on her all the time. I usually shop for her out of the Hammacher Schlemmer catalog.
Yeah, that's actually. Right. But she already has the hot tub boat.
And she has the hot tub boat. It's like, what more can you really, what do you get for the woman who has everything, including the hot tub boat.
So there's some really great things here. Gold Stories also has some great things. There's also, I don't know if Andrea really can't listen to this episode.
No, she really, really can't.
We're going to have to block her.
Yeah.
But there are so many good jewelry brands on the, and we also have a Schwett Designs code, of course. Nice. Also, queer, woman-owned company.
Nice.
So I just feel like it really
it checks
into,
all the boxes.
It checks all the boxes. Yeah, they're wonderful. We have some great jewelry clothes on the shop. Is Andrea interested in those? I'm not, because I'm not a bracelet person, but you know those like like permanent bracelets. They weld. They're really delicate pieces of jewelry, and they weld them together so you can't take them off. They are just on your... For me, that sounds like a nightmare, but people really love them.
I know. I feel scared of it, but I know. I think like... I think Rachel was telling me about them. They are really pretty. They're really delicate. Andrea is a little bit more of a statement. Well, not statement, okay. But like I think she likes something between delicate and statement.
I'm with her.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But yeah, and I don't know how she would react to the permanent thing, but those are really pretty. The thing that I'd love, maybe you can help with this because I feel like you're kind of a candle sommelier.
Oh, you bet. You bet.
So Andrea loves to burn a scented candle while she works.
Oh,
now, there's like two things to solve for. One is a scent she's going to like, and the other is a scent that I, a person who's incredibly sensitive to like every single thing, especially fragrances, isn't going to get annoyed by or get a headache from. Which sometimes just comes down to how strong it is, not necessarily the scent itself, because we do like a lot of the same scent palettes.
Yep.
But even when she's burning something that I like, if I can smell it like hour after hour, it starts to get to me. All that is to say, can you point me in the right direction? And in like a can you ballpark a direction for me?
Absolutely. So we have like seven different candle companies on the Shop Hub because I am an absolute freak for candles.
You're a candle head.
I'm a candle head. I'm a candle hoe. I am a big slut for a scented candle.
Sure.
So there's a few things. We have codes for all of these. But based on what you're telling me, and based on what I already know, so you own and wear happily Maya.
Mm-hmm.
They have a candle. And you already know you love the scent. It is very lovely. God. It's a lovely candle. It's on, we actually, as a community, sold Maya out of their candles over the summer. So they are doing pre-orders right now, and then the candles go out on December 1st, which will still make your timeline.
Nice.
We have a code, I think, through November 9th. So by the time this airs, the code might be gone, but I will see if I can pull some strings if anyone's out there listening. The burn time is incredible. It's like 60 hours. They burn really clean. I would recommend any candle on the Shop Hub. I've tried them all. I love them all. Mm-hmm. But for you guys, since you already know you love the Maya scent,
I
think the Maya candle would be really nice. It's really, really subtle.
Oh, that's great.
It smells like it's subtle and not in the way where you're like, how much did I spend on this? Nothing.
Got it.
It's like, oh, your house does smell really good. It's kind of the same reaction you get when you wear Maya, which is like, oh, what are you wearing? You smell amazing. Not like, whoa, like who's walking down the hallway? I can smell them from inside my house.
Yeah, that's the thing I want to avoid. That's exactly the thing I want to avoid. Okay, that's great.
I feel like this is a really good safe bet as a gift that you buy for Andrea without having her weigh in on.
Yeah.
Because I think it kind of meets all of your requirements, and it's a scent you already know that you like. And when I saw you at our house and I gave you a hug, I did smell the Maya, and you were like, it's still on my clothes.
Yeah.
Smelled so good.
Yeah, it sticks around, but in a really nice way.
In a nice way. So I think she would like this a lot.
Yeah, that's a really good call. I'm totally going to do this. Is 60 hours, is that like a standard amount, or is that like a lot for a candle?
Anything between 45 and 60 makes a price point over like $35 worth it, I
gotcha.
Think.
Okay.
A lot. And what you're also looking at is like, you know, the quality of the oil and soy. You know, they say candles release, a lot of candles, not Maya, release like toxins.
Right.
And I'm like, you know what? If it's the scented candles that kill me,
So be it.
I don't drink. I don't do drugs often. And it's like, if this is really what it's going to take me down, then fine. Fine. I lived a happy life.
I wish you would quit smoking cigarettes. That's the one thing about you. You're just...
Everyone knows. I'm a cig head.
You're a cig head. You love a Marlboro Red.
I love Marlboro Red. 9 packs a day. But it used to be 11. I'm cutting down.
It used
down.
To be 11. So, yeah. And that's harm reduction. Okay, cool. So Maya Candle. And then I did see you... I saw like a lot on social media about Hotel Lobby, which
yes.
was I was very interested in.
Hotel Lobby is so great. They never do codes, and they gave us a code. Like we are the first people they've given a code to.
That's like, so cool.
So exciting. Lindsay is incredible. It's she and her husband Matt. It's their company. She is a former travel and leisure writer.
Okay.
So she and I sometimes will like bounce like email subject lines off each other because it's like kind of same as headline writing.
Mm-hmm.
But they have they're big travelers. They are sort of a jet set couple.
Okay.
And they created this line of candles during the pandemic that like mimicked the hotel lobbies of their favorite places to stay. Sort of like as an escape, like we can't travel right now. And it's just kind of blown up. There's some really wonder. I think you would also, this is also, actually, I really would recommend any of the candles on here have the same sort of quality, which is like not overpowering, not sugary, not cheap.
Great.
Just like sort of just fill the room with a nice smell that maybe after a while, if you're sitting in that room, you're like, I don't smell anything, but if you walk out and then come back in, you're like, ooh, you know what I mean?
That sounds perfect. I'm always so nervous about buying scented candles, although I did buy you one because it was like a scent profile I thought you'd like. What?
It finished last
night.
Be
honest.
I burned it down.
Oh my God. Oh, so you liked it.
Oh, I loved it. I used it up. Sally bought me from, where did you get that from? Because it was so cute.
I got it in Arcata when we were in Northern California,
yes.
and it was allegedly, so I wanted to get you guys something local. I then went ahead and like lost half of Dan's gift, but so be it.
He ate the chocolate. I was like, can I have some of that chocolate? And he was like, it was for me. And I was like, well, can I have a piece?
That's incredible.
And he goes, well, I ate it. I'm like, okay, cool. Sally and Andrea got me a Christmas cottage candle, extremely on brand. And it was delightful. It had that wood burning wick that does a little like when it burns. Yeah.
That's what the deal is with that. I thought that was just like a cute aesthetic thing. I didn't realize it did a thing. That's awesome.
Sometimes it is, but it gave me a little sound and I loved it. But
I love that.
Last night I lit it and the light didn't take. And I thought, wow, I literally burned this entire candle in like 2 weeks. That was a great candle. I think if you smelled that too and thought like, oh, this is nice, like nice enough for me to buy someone, mm-hmm. you will like all these candles. Hotel Lobby is wonderful. My favorites are linen, which doesn't smell anything like a linen.
Okay.
They gave us a code through the 16th. That's really exciting. Code GThanks gets you 20% off. That's like not something that we're going to get again probably anytime soon. So
nice.
You should definitely try it. Linen. So they send me candles too. When they launch a new one, I'm on their PR list.
Nice.
But I've spent a ton of money with them without that. But they sent me a linen and I had texted Lindsay and I said, look, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I don't. Like lint. I don't want like a bleachy laundry smell.
Right. Like a detergent smell.
There's nothing. I've never smelled a linen candle like this. They almost did it a disservice by naming it linen because it's so much more than that, you know?
Interesting. Okay, cool. That's intriguing.
Intriguing. Spa would make a really good bathroom candle to light during like a shower. If you like a more masculine, musky, woodsy scent, New York and Cabin, which is part of their holiday line, they are both really good. I'm actually lighting Cabin is lit behind me right now.
Oh, nice.
That's my favorite of the holiday ones. I don't think you can go wrong with the Maya candle. I don't think you can go wrong with the Hotel Lobby candle. There's also a candle company called Jussier on here. and they replicate really bougie perfume scents.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Into more affordable candles. And we have a code for them as well. But that's another thing where if like you know that Andrea likes a certain kind of perfume, there's a chance that Doucier makes them.
That's really cool.
They do like a Le Labo Santal 33 dupe that is like nearly identical. You can't really go wrong. All of these are like really high quality. There's Bossy Pants candle, which is very cute because the labels are super cute and they're like under $30. So that's like a less expensive option. So you could get like multiples of those. But like there's really no way to lose on the candle game. But I would say if you want to stay safe for yourself, mm-hmm. It's yeah. like you already know you love Maya, so why not buy the Maya candle?
It might be the Maya. I think right now for me it's between Maya and the linen, the Hotel Lobby linen. But I think I'm leaning Maya.
I wish we had thought to do like a – I could have just brought out my collection, like wheeled it out on a dim sum tray while you guys were at my house. And you could have done like a little smell. But yeah, I think that's a really great option. And then for the jewelry, you can't go wrong with any of these. But – I think the Chouet Designs actually is extremely, extremely Andrea's vibe.
How do you spell that?
It is C-H-O-U-E-T-T-E. And I'm looking at rings right. They have like these like celestial rings that are like super beautiful. And depending on what, like they range anywhere between like $100 and then like all the lab grown diamonds are in a couple thousands or whatever. But this one, hold on, let me see.
Yeah, this stuff is gorgeous. Wow.
It's really cool. And then also like you're supporting not only, you know, a queer woman-owned business, but also just like a business that really gives a shit about size inclusivity. And it's not doing lip service. Like to carry a size 15 ring is not easy. And most ring places... most jewelry companies, like, you know, maybe we'll go up to like a size 11, which is like incredible. Like, that's great. That's a far cry from where we were like 10 years ago, where it was like the biggest ring we carry is like an 8. Mm-hmm. But 15 is really like a commitment. And one of the things that they did a few months ago was they did a TikTok that was like, instead of doing an ad or like buying sponsored posts on Instagram, like we just used our marketing money to like make even bigger sizes of our rings. And that was like a TikTok, and the TikTok kind of went viral, and it was perfect. So I'm a huge fan. I have like a bunch of jewelry from there. So if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer.
Yeah, definitely.
I love that. Do you know Andrea's ring size, I guess, is the question.
No. I would have to snag one and like size it, I think.
Yes. And again, another thing I always recommend, because I always feel it's sort of like, oh, and I have an exciting story to tell you, Sally, that has nothing to do with this.
Oh my God.
It's sort of like the car charging battery, mm-hmm. where it's like you don't really ever need it, but when you need it, you're so happy you have it. You can buy on Amazon for like $5 a ring sizer.
Oh.
And I have one, and like.
Is it one of those things where you like, it's like gets narrow at the top and you put the ring on?
There's that. That's how you put size. Yes. Okay. So it comes with two things. It comes with that thing.
Mm-hmm.
It looks sort of like a butt plug.
Sure.
And you can put an actual physical ring on it and it'll drop down to the size that it is.
Right.
Then, you know, and then it comes with a ring, like a key ring of rings.
Oh.
And you can put them, and they're all labeled as their size. So then you put them on your finger and you're like, okay, this is my size.
Oh, that's cool.
There's nothing worse than guessing your ring size, because it's like you're only ever going to feel annoyed if you get a ring that's too small or too big.
Totally.
And I think also the pandemic, like I talked about this a lot, pandemic changed people's bodies. I couldn't fit my wedding rings on my fingers anymore after 2020. Mm-hmm. And I spent a little time being like, wah, and then being like, how do I get fingers skinny? And then I thought, huh, maybe for $35, I'll just make the rings bigger. And I brought them to a jeweler and they were like, come back in 2 hours. And now I wear my wedding rings.
That's so awesome. I know there's an influencer out there who's like trying to do like a finger weight loss program.
You know, they're like, don't. I'm like, I would rather eat chips and wear my wedding rings.
Right.
And for $35, actually for $40, because $35 for the ring sizing, $5 for the chips, I can do both.
I love that.
And I didn't have to change a thing. So I'm always an advocate for like, you know, buy a size up if you have to. You don't have to like fit into the jeans you wore 20 years ago.
Totally.
But having that ring sizer is like, I know what size rings I was buying in 2016. They wouldn't be the same size I'm buying now. And now I don't have to guess. So yeah, it's like, just takes the emotion out of it a little.
Yeah, which is huge. I mean, that is like, I think a lot of people's like biggest obstacle to like cleaning out their closet, to going shopping, to buying things for themselves or even other people. Yeah, there's just like all the psychological crap that's like built into it.
You know, Sally, I've done a lot of work on myself and in therapy about, you know, body neutrality. We'll say that.
Okay.
And I lift and, I started working with a trainer here who is a fat woman, and she is like super fat positive, and the gym that we work out in has no mirrors, and it's just really changed the game for me.
That's so awesome. That is a huge game.
Fun.
Do you go to the gym? I worked out at a gym in LA in 2016 that was like, it was totally gender inclusive.
Was it everybody? Like,
I think it was.
That's right near our house. That's where I go.
See if this was. That's where you go.
Everybody LA.
I loved it so
much. I love it. It is wonderful.
They had like adaptive exercise equipment. Yep. Oh man, I loved it.
Is this it? Is that it?
Yeah, it is.
It is a wonderful, wonderful place. My only complaint, everybody, if you're listening, please, I will crowdfund for you to get a bigger parking lot. There's like 4 spaces at that gym.
Yeah, there's like no spots.
But it is an incredible place, especially in Los Angeles, where it is a minefield of just like hot influencers, like doing
the most,
you know, like TRX at the gym. Like, I didn't even feel like this way in New York, but you go to like a kind of mainstream Equinox in Hollywood and you won't feel very good about yourself when you leave. So everybody is incredible. It's like, it's like all bodies, all genders, nothing.
But in a real way, like when you go into the locker room, like it's like, it's not just like everyone's welcome here.
Service.
It's actually structurally created to be an inclusive space.
Yep. It's really cool. It's really cool. I went there because it was the closest gym to me. And that's what I kind of needed. You don't want to get on a freeway to go to the gym. But also just like, as a former disordered eater, as like someone who's never really enjoyed working out, it's a great place.
I know. It's so awesome.
To be, because there really is a lot of pressure in like a hot people gym. And you kind of like forget why you're there. And one of the reasons why I like working out at with my trainer, we don't work out at everybody, but we work out at something similar up in Burbank. It's like there are no mirrors. And I really didn't realize how much that was going to change the way that I felt about everything. Like, I used to get dressed to go to the gym because you have to look at yourself the entire time.
Right. Totally.
And now I don't. And I mean, like, too bad for my trainer, because I show up literally rolled out of bed. But it's really nice. And I don't know. She's great. Her name's Caroline. So she already has.
Oh, well, what's not to like?
Yeah, what's not to like? And it's fun. She is in like the comedy, like TV writing space here, or she was. She left to be a trainer. And, you know, I have that media background. So when the Try Guys thing happened, we just really were sharing sort of all of our intel from like both sides of.
That's incredible.
It was
what a
fun.
Good crossover.
Total good crossover. So, all of this to say, buy a ring sizer. You know, if you're buying jewelry this holiday season for you or for someone else, like, don't guess. Why guess? Like, for $5, you don't have to guess. And I think it's a good investment. There's so much. I'm looking at other things that I think Andrea would be really into.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Well, I'll tell you one thing. She loves Farm Rio, and I see that on here.
Oh, yeah. Farm Rio is one of those ones that, like, check in with the hub. Or if you know that you're definitely interested, sign up for their emails. I bet they do a really nice Black Friday sale.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
Farm Rio is cool. Nora has a really cool cardigan. Let's see. It's like a rainbow. It's not like overly like, yeah, we're gay, but yeah. it's like very bright.
Yeah, they have really, really bright, like bold stuff.
It's amazing. This is my favorite. This is the one that I've been eyeing for a while. I will put it in the show notes. And I will send it to you now. Let's see. They have some really great stuff. Does she own anything from?
Yeah, she does. She has a couple sweatshirts, I think.
Nice.
Like tops.
Yeah. This is what I was thinking about for me. This is another thing where it's like a coat. So it's never going to.
Or maybe she has dresses, actually. I can't remember what she has from there.
I don't know where Farm Rio came from, but they popped up in my Instagram ads. And it was one of those things where I was like, is this even a real brand? Because everything's like so cute.
So cool looking. And so like different.
Different. Yeah. They really did a nice job. Okay. I'm going to send
you. Like, I feel like you're not going to walk into a room and someone else is also going to be wearing Farm Rio.
That's right. And then if you do, then it's like you're not embarrassed. You're like excited. You're like, oh my gosh, you have it too. Like, let's talk about it. Where is our chat? Oh, here we go. Okay, I'm putting it in the chat right now so you can see. I love these coats, these reversible puffer jackets.
Oh my god, those, yeah, that's amazing.
I know, and it's reversible, so it's like two for the price of one, which always helps me feel like I can justify anything.
Totally. I'm psyched to see that on here for sure.
Andrea, I don't think, is in the Facebook group. So feel free to also. And if she asks to be part of it, I will reject her.
Yeah, reject her. Actually, I did recently ask a question in there with her in mind, and I got a really good answer about
Cool.
I was feeling really at sea about a service to like upload photos to make it into a book because.
Ooh, okay.
Or prints. You know, like either from your phone or from Instagram, because so many places do it, but a lot of them have like really bad user, like UI. And I was like, I don't want to cope with something annoying. I want it to be easy. And people recommended a few things and like totally heard me on the please recommend something really streamlined. So they recommended Artifact Uprising, which looks perfect. Yeah.
I have done mixed books before, which I really like. That's another thing, Sally. Those kinds of places do incredible Black Friday sales.
Oh, so I should just be like waiting, probably.
I would just wait. It's hard because all of these sales are happening now. But like, I think like a lot of those kinds of sites, like the small businesses, like you can always count on like Old Navy and The Gap to be like everything 60% off for like 3 months, you know, because they can afford those margins.
Totally.
I think the smaller the business, the more you want to hold out for a sale that comes between November 22nd and like November 30th.
Okay, that's really smart.
There'll be coupons. There'll be like a BOGO thing. But I think if you're not in a rush, I mean, I think the blanket rule, if you're not in a rush and you can wait, like Black Friday will be. And you don't think the thing, and I don't think the Artifact Uprising is like this kind of product, but if you don't think the thing that you want is going to sell out prior to Black Friday, it's always worth waiting.
That's a great tip. I tend to get, when it starts to be like after Halloween, I start to panic. Like I'm not going to have enough time to get stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of rush through it. But I feel like if I just held out a couple more weeks, I would get better prices on stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason not to. Like, worst case scenario, you buy for the price you would have bought this week, you know?
Right, right. Yeah, right. True.
Sales are obviously not forever, but they're also not ever not coming back, except for maybe in the case of Hotel Lobby, because they really don't do codes. And I begged and begged and they gave in to me. But besides that, like, a lot of these places, you know, code or no code, like, you know, you can be patient. If getting a sale and getting the discount is important to you, then I think that there's definitely an opportunity, especially this time of year.
Totally. Amazing.
Great. So I'm glad you're enjoying the Shop Hub. What we've paired with it is we launched our gift planner and tracker with Balance Bound, which is like a little spiral book that allows you to keep track of the gifts that you're buying or the gifts that you want to buy or the gifts that you've received. I'm a big thank you note head. That was sort of something that my parents instilled in me. And I wrote my thank you notes like the morning after my wedding. Like I woke up and like, because it's just, it's a Catholic guilt.
Sure.
It's a Catholic guilt. I was like, should I even write a thank you note? Should I just text everybody and make sure they know, you know? But we made this with Balance Bound, and it's so nice because I cannot keep a notes app list to save my life. I need to write things down.
Yeah.
So this was actually a product I really wanted, and it's just exciting that I get to share it with everybody else.
This is awesome.
Yeah. I'm excited about it. And there's like sticky notes.
And you can track like purchase wrapped given, which is great because I love a status. I love a status update and then like,
a process.
Yeah, this is awesome. This is so helpful.
A thing that I think I want to also include when I do the tracking, especially because this ends up being my job, is I am actually going to make a note of when I purchased it and at what price to see if next year I can be like, are there any patterns to the sale or the price?
That is so smart.
And
I'm
really excited about that. So those are like, that's like $16 just for the planner and then the stickies, which is a really good deal. And then we also have a Garden Witch sticker, which is like technically my first merch, which I really am proud of. Thank you.
What's the origin of Garden Witch?
So Kate Bear, actually her book, And Yet, is out today, November 8th. She is a poet. She's a New York Times bestselling poet. She's so wonderful. She's one of those people that like magazines called like a mommy blogger or like a mommy poet for a while. And she was like, I'm a mommy poet. She's so cool. Her stuff is really, really incredible. She came on the show in July of 2020 and brought these linen overalls that she found on Amazon that go up to like a size, I think 4X, XXS 2 4X. And she called them like her Garden Witch overalls. And they sold like gangbusters.
Wow.
People would just post pictures of them. Now if you search Garden Witch overalls, they pop up and it's totally a moniker. Like
that's that amazing.
From the show. Mm-hmm. So Kate is our original Garden Witch, but we became Garden Witches altogether.
Nice.
And that's the origin story of that. So yeah, that's like technically first merch, and Balance Bound is like a really cool company to do it with. Woman owned. They do create paper products, and their 2023 planners just came out. And so not to be like ad, but code GTHANKS will work for 15% off your order for a limited time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Oh, Sally, I also want to tell you, there is a new podcast from my friend Ashley called Candle Chats. Ashley is a candle connoisseur, like puts me to shame.
No way.
So I feel
candle
like...
Candle Chats, you said.
Candle Chats. They just launched it. I just started listening to the trailer and I was like, this is perfect because Ashley basically made her mark on social media by she reviews candles.
That's incredible.
Like really, like I do. I like candles and I'm like, I love a candle. I love this candle. It smells good. You know, sort of like that's my extent. Like, do you like the smell of this? Then you'll love this. And I could kind of end it there because I don't really have the words, you know, what am I, a writer? But Ashley Hosmer, who is amazing and lived in LA and then like literally like by this, the time we became friends and then she moved to Portland and I try not to take it personally. You should definitely dip into Candle Chats. The podcast is just launched, so there's not going to be a ton of backlog of there, but there's a ton of YouTube content. And I feel like you could watch, And I could watch candle reviews the way that sometimes I walk in on Dan watching like phone reviews. Mm-hmm. Like he'll be watching like some dumb, you know, like Samsung Galaxy. And I'm like, no, thanks. But I will watch like a 10-minute review of like the Prism candle.
Yeah. No, this looks awesome. I'm psyched. And the first episode is the candle that got us into candles, which is such a good first episode. So
right.
I'm pretty
like,
psyched.
You need that. Oh, there it goes. I just like put on the YouTube channel and just went nuts. Yeah, it is. It's very smart. And there's going to be a lot of crossover, I believe, in the from G-Thanks heads to candle heads. So if anyone else out there is listening, candle chats, candle chats, candle chats. A cool thing that Ashley did was when she was moving, she didn't want to take all of her candles. Can't relate. I would probably move my candles before I moved.
Sure.
My bad. I was going to say the animals, and then I thought, no.
Nah.
I'll move the animals. And Ashley, because she gets a lot of candles sent to her, she made like little mystery candle bags and sold them for $25 each. It was like $100 worth of candles in each bag, and it was $25 each.
Whoa.
And she hosted these sort of like one-on-one masked, obviously, sort of like come through my house, and she set everything up like a store. It was literally like walking into a like a sundries store, like that, like it just has like, oh, linens, oh, candles, oh, plants. All of the plants in my house are from Ashley's house. I meant to buy one candle bag. I bought like seven.
Oh my God.
So Ashley, if you feel like I have not steered you fully into a candle purchase for Andrea, I feel like if you dip into candle chats, you'll get what you need. And yeah. Ashley goes deep and literally covers brands I've never even heard of. So it's just a very soothing activity to listen to candle reviews.
I'm psyched. I also love like a niche thing. I love when someone has a niche interest, even if it's not mine, and they talk about all the minutia. Even when you mentioned like soy and different kinds of wicks and burn time, I was like, ooh, there's a lot of stuff to learn here. I love to learn stuff, you know?
Oh yeah. Did I even give you an answer? 60 hours is a long burn time for sure.
It's long. Okay. Yeah. But so let's say you go into like your Bath and Body Works. Are those candles, do you know how long offhand like they would be?
Here's the thing. Bath and Body Works candles are so – there's some that are like so good. I have favorite scents, right? Like I love a fresh balsam. I love it. It just gives me that Christmas feel. That being said, I think those things are filled with chemicals and they will kill me. Again, I said I didn't care about that and I still don't. Bath and Body Works candles burn probably – they I don't think as long. I think it has to do with like quality of – the oils and I don't know. Ask Ashley. She'll know. Okay, but I think good. Also, I Sally, what you want to remember is, have you heard the term cold throw?
It's like the ice cream place where they put it on a cold counter and they roll it.
That is cold cream. Throw.
Creamery.
Cold stone. That is cold stone. Cold throw is the scent that a candle gives off even when it is not lit. And that is important because that also kind of relays back to the quality of the candle. And all the candles on the Shop Hub are candles that if you were just to open and leave out and not light them, you would still get like a nice scent. Bath and Body Works candles are not for the faint of nose. I think that is sort of the difference. When I light a Bath and Body Works candle, in one room, you can smell it in every single room of my house. Now, that doesn't bother me, but that bothers you.
It totally bothers me. And that's kind of the thing that I'm worried about. That I have in my head something that could be false. I guess I should ask Ashley, which is that the more expensive a candle is, the more like polite and contained the scent will be.
I think that that's not that far off, though.
Really? Okay.
There's a big range of prices on the ones on the Shop Hub, and I would say that like the quality is there for all of them. But I think like there's brands, especially if you go into like a your Marshalls, your TJ Maxx, where they do like a candle aisle. There's brands like a $7.99 candle is going to give you a $7.99 experience. Mm-hmm.
Which and a huge headache.
Either a huge headache or just like what I can't smell anything. And you don't, what you don't want is a candle where you can't smell anything. And what you don't want is a candle where you smell too much. So I think like when it comes to candles, when you go small business, which all of these are, when you go like hand poured, I do think that that sort of lends itself to like the experience.
Yeah.
Though I'm just not a sensitive to scent person in the, by way of candles. Like,
okay.
If I like the scent, it can fill my house for years and it won't bother me. If I don't like it, that's another thing. But it sounds like you really just want to something light, subtle, but like noticeable. And if someone walked in your house, like, oh, your house smells really good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of a monster because I also do this with like lotion. Like Andrea is a lotion head. Mm. She puts on a lot of hand lotion and I've asked her to like throw out. Like now she just asks me first. She's like, can you smell this and see if you'll be able to deal with it? Because even if I like the scent, it begins to bother me if I smell it. Because when you put your nose to something in a store and you take a sniff, I've discovered that if you like something in the store after one sniff, you have to also consider what it's going to be like to smell it hour after hour on your partner's soft, moist hands or emanating from their office. And unfortunately, I'm also a candle scent narc. So it's a whole to-do. And I don't want to deny her these pleasures because they're very important to her. So, but I feel like you're steering me in a really good direction, which is the like you get what you pay for direction, which is that like if you drop some coin on a really thoughtfully made thing, it's not going to be one of those ones where when you walk by the aisle in TJ Maxx, like I start to get like a migraine aura because even without them burning, the scent is so strong. You know?
Absolutely, and right, like you like pumpkin spice, like cupcakes, and you smell it and you're like immediately like whoa, exactly. That is definitely not what you're going for. You want something where you're like I'm actually really surprised that you bought Maya Sight Smell Unsmelled from my recommendation and you loved it, because that's I knew you were a scent head, but I didn't realize that the stakes were going to be so high.
First of all, I want to say Smell Unsmelled is such a good phrase, and I can't believe it hasn't made its way into
vernacular. It's really crazy.
I guess like sight and seen are different. Sight, smell on there's no okay. Anyway, no, you know what it was though? It was like so many. First of all, you were sharing what people were saying on social media, and it was like sort of like unanimous that like just dozens of people were obsessed with it. But the other thing was that like, there was something about the way people were – it was like someone came up to me or like someone was next to me in line and they said I smelled amazing, which is like – but it's different. That feels really different than when like someone is walking down – if someone was like walking down the street, I don't think you would smell Maya on them unless they had really like slathered themselves in it. But if you're like near them, you can like pick up the scent. And so that led me to believe it wouldn't be like overpowering.
Yes. So what you want and what I thought about when you just said that, what I realized is that like, oh, I like what perfume are you wearing? Or like, oh, your perfume smells nice and you smell nice are very different compliments. Oh, both can be, right. I think, like both can be very kind, obviously. Both can be very like impactful in both positive and negative ways. But I feel like with Maya perfume, the response is always like, someone smells good or like you smell good.
You're
like,
so
why
right.
do you smell good? It's not about like, oh, you're wearing something that's like masking other scents, like which is what a perfume kind of smells like often. This is more like, is it a lotion? Is it your shampoo? Is this just what you smell like? Is it something on your clothes? Like, it's not so obvious that you're wearing a perfume.
Yeah.
And I think on the other end of the spectrum, you know, it's like the way like a grandma smells is like, whoa, like lots of perfume, which I also like don't hate, but it's a totally different experience, right? There was a woman who walked by me the other day and I had the same experience that I think you have when you smell Maya on someone else, which is like, I just, her scent sort of trailed behind her. And I was like, whoa, like that is so good. And then I kind of chickened out and like, I should have asked, but she smelled amazing. Yeah, I think you're kind of, what you want is wow, like something smells so good. And not like, wow, there is a smell.
Right. It's not like, wow, like there's like a free floating fragrance. It's
yeah. Like, that you cannot ignore.
Right. That you can't ignore. Yeah. You know, many times on the New York City subway, I've thought to myself, like when it's really crowded and you're like, you're basically, your nose is like almost touching someone's neck.
Yes.
I've thought, I wish I could, like, is it weird to ask someone to be like, hey, you smell great. What are you wearing? You know?
See, I don't think it's weird. And I think we should do it more because
we should. You're right. We should.
Because, I mean, if the group's sort of reactions to them smelling great because of Maya is any indication, people really like to be told. No one wants to be told.
That's true.
Everyone wants to know that they smell good. Because I always feel like, oh my gosh, what if I smell bad and no one will say anything to me? So if someone says I smell good, then I'm like, well, okay, I'm in the clear at least for today. But I've never felt better than when a stranger is like, hi, I'm so sorry. Where did you get your coat? Like, where? I'm like, oh, sorry, I'm a fashionista and I got it from Target. And it was,
I got it.
3 cents. So I say, you know, if you feel comfortable, it's, if someone reacts weirdly to you giving them a compliment, that is a,
you don't want to wear what they're wearing anyway.
Yeah, that's a them thing. I think 9 times out of 10, people are delighted, especially when it comes to perfume, which is like an expensive purchase. And sometimes you're like, is it worth it? Can anyone smell me? So it does, you know, it does make a, it would change the tenor of my day if more people were like, I love that sweatsuit you're wearing. What color is that? Beige?
Yeah.
So I say go for it.
Well, I think we should all go out of our way to like give each other really specific compliments on very specific things more often. Although now that I say that, maybe it's like unwanted attention. But I feel like if someone has a cool look, it's cool to be like cool.
Yeah. I also think that like women, gender non-binary, like anyone who's not like a cis white man, making a comment on someone's outfit or perfume, I think is a welcome sort of thing. Shoes. You know, it's not the same as catcalling. I always want attention from people who are not cis white men.
Totally.
Like that.
It's the best kind of attention.
Yeah, it's like the best kind of attention. And also like I think when you grow up, you like whenever I dress in something that like I really love and Dan's like, I really don't get the whole like, you know, house dress bag. And I'm like, I dress for other women. Like, I don't dress for you. I dress so that
it's
other.
It's not for you. It's not of your business. You.
It's for women who get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah, totally.
I think that if you fall into a category of not white man, the more compliments, the better. From to whatever. Yeah, I try to do that as much as I can. Though LA does not provide as many opportunities as New York did.
That's true. Do you know what I did? Let me just tell you one LA thing I bought because it felt like the right thing to do. The first day I was there, I met a friend for coffee in West Hollywood. And then I walked around after we met and I walked into this store that the sign outside was like vintage stuff. And I went in and there were some like vintage t-shirts, but it was all like Chaps and what are they called? Jock straps and stuff, and
wow,
like itty bitty, like you know, the tiny Speedos that
like
Olympic swimmers wear, and you're like, that's barely doing anything. It was like that level of, but there was a rack of vintage t-shirts, but they're called shredders, and they're cut. They have the sleeves cut off, but they're also cut all down the side.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm in West Hollywood. I have to buy a shredder.
Absolutely.
It's a skull and it has roses and it says legend. Andrea has told me that a skull with roses is like associated with the Grateful Dead, which is a kind of not me. So that's too bad. But it's like a really cool.
You can reclaim it, you know?
Yeah, I'm hoping to co-opt it. But anyway, that was a really cool. That was just a great. That was
so
a great
funny.
Purchase. And you know, I've gotten some of those compliments from it. Some of those like, hey, cool shirt.
How much did you spend on the shredder?
It was $25.
That's a perfect price.
And I was thinking like, I actually, when I went in, I was like, okay, they're going to be vintage t-shirts, but it's going to be like $65 for like a 1990s era, like LA Lakers shirt. But I'm just going to like look. But actually all the shredders were very reasonably priced.
You know, you did have me stopped on vintage jock strap, but you know,
not all the stuff was vintage.
Got it.
A lot of the stuff was new.
Wow. Okay. You really can sell anything. what was the store called? Do you remember? I'd love to check it out.
I weirdly think it was called Brick and Mortar, but maybe I just think that because it's a Brick and Mortar.
No, that's an extremely, yep. There is a store
is
called
that a
Brick,
place
and,
in
Brick and Mortar Boutique called West in West Hollywood. Oh, yeah, this is it. That is an extremely LA name for a store. Like half of the restaurants in LA are just called like burger.
no vowels.
Yeah. Oh, this is. Yes, I am on the shopitbrick.com website and it is. Oh, cool shirts. Cool prints.
The thing that I found really weird about this place was that they had the shredders and then they had shirts that said like Lucky Charms and stuff like that on it.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of things that I've only seen on like Queer as Folk, you know?
Yeah. You know, we cover a large spectrum here in LA. You know, you can't put us into one box.
Don't put us in a box. But I feel like it's like when you go to a restaurant and they're like, it's a diner, but we also have
lobster
sushi and it's like, that doesn't sound right. You know? So I don't know, but listen, if you want a shredder, a vintage shredder, go to Brick and Mortar.
As a true diner head, I do have, you know, you have your go-to diner order, somewhere in the realm of like a Greek salad and a burger and fries or like a gyro. But like, I am always very tempted to order like the spaghetti bolognese on the diner. Cause I'm like, I want to see if you can do it. You say it's on the menu. Let's see.
Prove it. I'm calling your bluff. I know. And then sometimes you'll go to a diner and they'll have a surf and turf thing that's like four times the price of anything else. And also like cocktails is the other thing sometimes you see.
Yeah.
And not like a beer or like wine, but like a cocktail. And it's like, am I getting a Negroni from a diner?
Am I getting this diner mojito? But it's like, why not? I also love that they're like market price. And I always imagine like, oh, if you order the lobster at the diner, they have to send someone in the back like, okay, go to see. Someone's ordered the lobster. Like you got to catch it right now.
That's exactly how it works.
I do miss diner culture so much. We have been going for a little over an hour and we do try to keep it to an hour. So I do want to respect your time, Sally, but I want to tell you that before we end, someone messaged me on the G Things Instagram with a picture of their slime that they bought on your recommendation for the air and the tires. And they said, I bought this as a safety head. I bought this after Sally talked about it on the podcast because I was going on a road trip and did not think I'd have to use it. Got a nail in my tire, was back up and running it within like an hour.
Oh my God. I'm so excited to hear that. Makes me so happy. I used my slime. I was thinking of all the safety heads in the G-Thanks community because I had to use it a couple times in kind of the middle of nowhere in Northern California. That's great. I'm so glad to hear that that's come in handy for people.
Absolutely.
I should consolidate, like I should just write up with like links to like the three or four most useful things I got and used on the trip because, you know, there were some things that like, I didn't really use, but then there were a few things that were either I used all the time or I used in like critical moments.
Well, while we're here, if you have like five more minutes, I'd love to hear about it. If you don't, we can pick it up next time.
No, I totally do. I just need to think for a second.
Let's do a little teaser of what we can get into next episode. If you can give me one that you used either more than you thought you would or at least once and you were hoping that you'd never need to use it. And if you could give me one that you were like, actually, I don't think we should have bought this.
Okay. We bought – this is so basic. It's not going to be surprising to people. I feel like this is something that the G Thanks heads have probably been doing since time immemorial. I probably got the idea from you guys. But shout wipes.
Uh-huh.
I bought an amount that can only be described as like, I bought a lot of shout wipes.
You went to Sam's Club and got bulk shout wipes?
Like a pallet. And we didn't use them like at all. And I was like, just another thing that I bought in bulk and never used. And then in like the last week of the trip, I spilled a really dark cup of tea, black tea, on a really light hotel rug. Andrea accidentally spilled an entire latte on the driver's seat of our car, and it got all over my jeans. I spilled something on the white sheets in our Airbnb in LA. Like truly.
Wow, you were like lost all motor function.
We just and also just like all capacity to like respect our environments and be careful in our environments. Just everything went sideways. And I cannot tell you how happy I was to have those shout wipes. So I think that's sort of obvious. I think most people carry them around. The other thing that came in so huge, which I've already talked about.
It seems like the shout wipes are definitely a more succinct idea than me telling you to get a food sweatshirt, which was just the shirt you put on when you eat. So if you spill something on it, it doesn't matter.
That was such a good idea, though. Oh, and by the way, like, I don't think anything that we spilled was, like, when the car was moving. Like, Andrea spilled the latte. We were just, like, sitting in the car, and it spilled. So, yeah, I didn't need the food sweatshirt this time around. But the collapsing kettle was amazing.
Great. I'm really glad to hear that.
I feel like I could, like, wax philosophic about how useful it was and how many different ways it came in handy. That was incredible. I mean, we never had to worry about, you know, sometimes you're in a place where are you going to get coffee in the morning? Or maybe we were getting on the road before coffee places were open.
You want to be in charge of your own caffeine destination.
You do. And sometimes we stayed in hotels where they were like, there was a Keurig, but then we would wake up in the morning and discover that there was like one pod, and it was for like decaf, like English breakfast tea or something like that, you know? And we never had to worry. So that was the other kind of lifesaver.
I'm glad. That could have gone either way, I think.
I know it totally could have. I was like, this might be a thing that I bring and we absolutely never use. But, and you know, but yeah, I'll tell you more another time because I'm thinking also of like some travel mugs and.
Will you make it? You should go into the Facebook group and make a thing that just updates everyone because everyone knows you were on this road trip. And I think having like a thread would be great. I also think a lot of the things that you liked and used, I've seen a few requests on Facebook in the group in the last couple of days for like dad gifts, and no one is more of a dad than you, Sally Tamarkin.
It's so true.
And it's like, you know, a lot of people, or a bunch of people who are like, my parents retired and bought a camper. Like, what are some fun camper things? I feel like a collapsible kettle could be a great camper thing. But also just the safety head of it all. So you should absolutely do a post on Facebook with all the links of all the things that you liked and maybe some of the things that you didn't. But shout wipes, you know, food sweatshirts, you don't underestimate, you know, the power of fine motor skills, truly.
Listen, if you have shout wipes and a food sweatshirt, what else do you need? You're set for life.
You know what? That sounds like a present for Andrea if I ever – you just wrap up the rest of those shout wipes. Here, honey. Happy birthday.
Yeah, it's a good stocking stuffer.
Before we end, I do want to say that when we split off in couples, when – y'all were at our house and you and Dan were talking basketball. Andrea suggested, we were talking about like a lot of the, as non-parents, we were talking about a lot of the stuff that the nostalgia of like old Sesame Street episodes and sort of like the things that we grew up on. I don't know how we got into that conversation, but we were sharing some of our favorites. And she told me that Bluey, which is a show for kids, is actually this really wonderful sort of like emotionally mature and not emotionally mature. What am I saying? Like emotionally.
Like affecting.
Yeah. And I watched an episode on YouTube and I thought, wow, this is really nice.
Isn't it?
So good? Last recommendation would be Bluey. I mean, as an adult, I was like, this is so cute. I get why kids like it, and I get why parents like it too for their children.
Yeah, I Andrea is more into it than I am, but I've watched some episodes with her and I also really like it. It's just I'm not always in the mood to like have my heartstrings tugged upon.
Totally,
I mean,
yeah.
It's also it's really like cute and funny. It's not all like sad and poignant right. and stuff, but it's just like it captures a certain kind of feeling yeah. of being a child that I don't watch a lot of media for children, so maybe it's out there and I just don't know. But I personally have not seen something so evocative.
Yeah.
I really, really like it. And yeah. related to that, Caroline, let me tell you that yeah. I changed my Twitter name to Bert Handsome, which is – it's from an episode of Bluey where Bingo and Bluey, who are the kids, they want to play beauty salon. And so they in their bathroom, they pretend to have a beauty salon. And their dad – who's often like playing along with their games, he comes in and he pretends to be a customer at the beauty salon named Bert Handsome. So wow. I changed my Twitter name to Bert Handsome. And just in the last like mere like hours after I did that, they made a new rule on Twitter that if you have a verified account, you can't change your name. So now I'm just Bert Handsome forever.
You're Bert Handsome.
Forever and ever, which is not bad. I'm actually like not mad at it.
I kind of really like that.
Yeah.
I kind of really like that. And you know what? Now that I remember it, we got on the topic because of Mr. Rogers. We were talking about Mr. Rogers. I just watched for the second time Won't You Be My Neighbor, which literally kills me every time I watch it. But the idea of like, you know, that was so rare to have someone on TV who knew how to get to talk, meet children where they're at. And now sort of a lot of stuff that we that is produced and created today is done with the inspiration of that sort of objective.
Totally.
Which I think Bluey is, from what I've seen and what Andre was telling me, was like very much in the vein of like, you know, like let's talk about like big things. I mean, Sesame Street also does it really well. Like let's talk about big things like death and religion and differences and like let's do it in like palatable ways for kids. But it's also like, you know, a lot of adults could learn a thing or two from children's media. Well, you know, Sally, you got to run. You got a narc on more social media.
I got
media
a narc
people.
On people.
I actually am going to tweet. Like I said, just some fun facts about like Elon Musk and just like people.
Please do.
Just like Elon Musk is like the way of the world. But thanks for doing that. Thanks for telling us about it. I'm definitely going to share. And cool. I hope by the time this episode comes out, we have a little bit more happiness and hope. And that everyone voted. You know, but we will see you guys next week for another episode. Sally, please keep us posted on your candle journey. And
I will.
We talked about a ton of things in today's episode. So I'm going to link to everything. But also check out the Facebook group. If you're not already a member, please join. Sally's going to go update all of us with her purchases from her road trip. It's going to be a really fun next couple of weeks. This is sort of like the Olympics of G-Thanks. This is the shopping. Tis the holiday season, and I'm excited. So we will see you then, and take care of yourselves and each other. Bye.
Bye.
You just listened to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It, edited and mixed by Veronica Gruba and produced and hosted by me, Caroline Moss. In between episodes, you can always head to the G-Thanks Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod and the G-Thanks Facebook group to get and give life-changing recommendations of your own. Subscribe to our weekly sale and discount emails at gthanks.substack.com. It's free. And you can reach me at Caroline at gthanksjustboughtit.com or leave me a message at 424-245-0736 with a product recommendation, and you may be featured on an upcoming episode. G-Thanks is powered by subscribers like you. To keep all of our G-Thanks content free and accessible to all, consider making a monthly donation of $2 to keep us going at patreon.com/gthanksandfriends.